Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are back, and we're back with sound now. Sorry about that, folks. It's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been a long time. But we are back, we are live, and we are ready to try another wine tonight and have some more fun. Look, I know I've been out for a while, and I apologize for that. I missed you all, and I wanted to say that I really was looking forward to tonight. I was looking forward to tonight going without a hitch. I forgot to turn the mic back on, didn't I? But here we are. Here we are. And I'm glad we're here. I'm glad you're here with me. Please stick around. We're going to have some fun tonight. We are going to open a bottle of Chianti. This is one that I wanted to open a few weeks ago, but we didn't have the opportunity to because I wasn't feeling that great. And then we took some time off. But where I'm going to open it up tonight, this is something I'm looking forward to. I hear it's a good wine, so we're going to try it and see if it's everything that it is touted to be. Also, well, let's see what else I have here. Also, we're going to pair it with some food. I have some food prepared by my lovely wife, Chi, tonight. A little bit of food. We're going to go light tonight. We're going to keep it light. We're also going to toast some national days, courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com, Marlo Anderson's site. And we're going to tell a few dad jokes. And then, of course, it's an open chat. We've got an open chat going on here. So jump in the chats. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. Or tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can try it out and drink it too. Give it a fair and an honest review. Of course, if you're joining me for the first time or the 164th time, because this is the 164th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes. They're right here. There they are. They're right here. And 7/9/2022. That's what they're dated. But I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them that much at all because the show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine, but that's just a catalyst to get us going. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having just a great time of the weekend, kicking back, relaxing, enjoying the weekend. And with our favorite libations, whatever they are, you can drink wine, you can drink beer, soda, water, tequila, rum, Coke, whatever you want to drink, that's fine. As long as we're drinking together. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion in the show. Those are off limits because this show is not about creating discord. This show is about bringing people together, bringing everyone together, finding some common ground. And that's what wine does. Wine brings people together. And that's what we're promoting on this show. So please join in and tell me how you're doing, how your week went. I'm sure you have a lot to talk about during the last few weeks we've been off. I have a lot to talk about as well. But I want to hear about you. I want to hear what's going on with you and how you're doing. And I hope you're all doing very, very well. Let me check the chats real quick before we go any further. Let's see. And CM Cinder's in the chat. She says, encore, encore. Yeah. Thanks, CM Cinder. Yeah, I lost the audio there for just a moment. That was my fault. But I think we're all good right now. Rough start because it's been a few weeks. It's been a few weeks. It has been. Let's see what's going on any of the other chats. It looks like it's kind of quiet for right now. I'm pretty sure it's going to take folks time to find me again because we have been out for a few weeks. And I only gave about an hour's notice before we went live. And that was because I really didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for the show tonight. And I did the best I could with what I had to work with, the time that I had to work with. So I'm sure folks will be dropping in as they realize the show is going on. I think we've got a few, I don't know, drop frames on my end, but I think things are hanging up a little bit on a couple of the platforms. If they are, let me know. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the multi-streaming platform tonight, and it's probably for the same reason, because it's been a few weeks. So I paid up over there. I paid up, so they should be providing the service they're supposed to be providing. Anyway, so this is what we've got going on. I'm going to show you a little bit about the wine briefly right here. This is a Tesoro della Regina. It's a 2020 Chianti Classico. And I'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, I would like to tell everyone who is trying to find us again, you can watch me live right now tonight on Saturday night. You can watch live on YouTube. The YouTube channel is, there we go. Here's a list of all the venues where we're streaming live on. You can go to the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Facebook.com, and Drink with Rick is the Facebook page. The YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. You're going to have to do a search and find Drink with Rick, because this little link is a bit long and I'm not going to read all the letters off to you. There was a time when YouTube would let you put your channel name in the channel, but apparently they don't do that anymore. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick and the number 1, all one word. That's at twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. You can find me there pretty easily. And Odyssey is at Drink with Rick 7. It's Drink with Rick. Just do a search for Drink with Rick and you'll find it. That should not be too difficult to do. Also, the podcast. The podcast goes out Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. We do a podcast version of the show. This is basically the audio from this live stream goes out as a podcast, and you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Let's see, where else? TuneIn. We're on TuneIn. So if you have a Roku, you can go to the TuneIn app and listen in on TuneIn live on your Roku, or later if you want. Blueberry, we're on blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer Radio, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, that's the Podfather's website, and by email. Now, if you click on the little blue button where you have the subscribe buttons on the website at drinkwithrick.com, the little blue button says by email. You click on that little blue button, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just forgetting the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. You can subscribe also on YouTube and Odyssey and all these other venues, but I'm not going to tell you to hit the like button or ring the bell or whatever it is they have you do over there. If you like the show, you'll do it. You don't need me to spend 10 minutes begging you for likes and for subscriptions and things like that. That's not how it works here. If you like this show, you'll click the like button. If you want to subscribe, you click the subscribe button. And that's totally up to you. You are in control, because this show is our show. It's not just my show. This is our show, yours and mine together, doing it all together. All right, let me check the chats one more time and see what's going on in the chat. Looks still pretty quiet. I have a feeling that folks are not really realizing, hey, he's on tonight. He's been out for 3 weeks and he's on tonight. Well, yes, I'm here tonight. So if you know of anyone who is not aware of it, send out the word. Please feel free to send out the word and let everybody know that we're back. We're back and we're live, and we're going to be. I'm going to switch over here to the audio on Facebook for a while, so I can hear, because I listen in on the feedback on a loop on here. And let's see, this is the wine that we're going to drink. Once again, this is called a Tesoro della Regina. It's a Chianti Classico. This is a 2020 vintage. And I'm going to read the back of this for you. This is the back of the wine. It says, Tesoro della Regina, Chianti Classico, 2020 red wine, Tessaro della Regina, Treasure of the Queen. And yes, they spelled treasure wrong, I think. T-R-E-S-U-R-E. Treasure of the Queen. Exquisitely sculpted and balanced, the rich cherry and plum flavors of this Tuscan classic complement any Italian cuisine. True to its name, you too will treasure it. It's bottled by Cantine Bonacci, SPN, and Corrada, Italia, imported by Sarenti Imports in Stamford, Connecticut. It is a product of Italy, and there is 13% alcohol by volume in this 750-milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we're drinking tonight. So I'm going to go ahead. Let me tell you something about the wine. One reason I'm excited to be here with you tonight and getting back into the stream of things, literally, as well as figuratively speaking. But I have not had any wine. Yes, this is the first glass of wine I'm going to have, the first wine I'm going to have since May 28th. Now, May 28th, we were at PotFest in Orlando, Florida, and I did a live show on location at the hotel there in Orlando where they were hosting PotFest. And, well, that was the last time I had any wine. Because right after that, on the way back, I came down with COVID, and so did my wife, and we made it back here, had COVID, and we were out for a couple of weeks with that, and then after that, I had another issue going on, and which is why I was out. The stream was out for a few weeks. It's been well over a month, almost 6 weeks since I've had any wine. Now, I have had a beer. I opened up a beer around July 4th to celebrate the holiday. On July 4th, I did have a beer, just one beer, and that was it. But no wine. So this is the first taste of wine that I'm going to have. And yes, my taste buds are back. I'm able to taste the wine again. I was a little concerned about that for a while, but they're back, and we're good. So let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Now, I'm going to go back to camera two for a minute, and I'll get the foil cutter out here. So we're going to open up the bottle, cut the foil here. Well, that came off pretty easily. And then I have my trusty mechanical corkscrew to uncork, or as I like to say, decork the wine. I know it's not supposed to say uncork, but this is my own rickism. There you go. Nice, healthy pop, by the way. Very good. I'll remove that later somewhere. Set it aside for now. All right. And I do have my trusty aerator. So we have the aerator going into the bottle. Goes in there nice and snug. And, oops. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass, given to me by my employers at bytowayradios.com, imported from Ireland. And we're going to pour just a little bit of this in here into the glass. And we're going to let it sit for a moment or two and breathe. Just breathe. Give it a moment. And while it's doing that, let's check the chats again, and then let's learn a little bit more about the wine. And I like to check the chats. It looks like it's still kind of quiet everywhere. How are you doing, CM Cinder, tonight? How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Yeah, my throat is dry. My throat is dry because I have not had any wine. It's going to be a welcome treat. CM Cinder says, make sure the wine does not suffocate. That's right. I'm going to let it open up, make sure it doesn't suffocate. Got to let it breathe. Very good. Okay. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. Let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Okay. I checked around, and I didn't really know a whole lot about this. I heard it was a good Chianti. Didn't know a whole lot about it. And I looked it up online, and it is found in a number of places for out of 5 stars on Wine Searcher. and Seller Tracker didn't have a rating for it at all. Let's see, what else do we have here? We had Vivino. Vivino had 3.6 out of 5 stars for 19 ratings for the 2020 vintage. So that, we've got that. My throat's a bit dry. I might have a little water here. There we go. Keep the palate clear. Now, interesting enough, on Vivino, I did find that they had it listed priced at $14.99 for a 750-milliliter bottle. And on Wine Searcher, they said the average price was $12. And this is where it was available. Total Wine & More in Cary, North Carolina, $11.99. Lake Liquor in New York, $11.99. And Total Wine & More in North Hills and Raleigh was $11.99. I didn't see it at too many other places there. Now, to be honest, I purchased this bottle of wine sometime back, and I misplaced the receipt for it. So I no longer have the receipt in my immediate possession here. So I don't recall exactly what I paid for this, but I... Sounds like I think I paid between $9.99 and $12 for this bottle of wine. So somewhere in that neighborhood. So that seems about right. The average price they're saying here, $11.99. I think the Total Wine, $11.99. I think I did purchase this at Total Wine. So $11.99 sounds about right, about what I paid for it. So that's, yeah, that, I think that's what we're going to go with here, $11.99. I will just go with that. All right, so let's give it a little bit of a taste. I'm checking the chats one more time to see what's going on in the chats. And still quiet. All right, so let's give this a little bit of a whiff. A little swirl. And a little whiff. Getting some aromas of some raspberry. Some raspberry. Smells like a Chianti. Raspberry and maybe hint of... maybe a hint of blackberry. Let's give it a taste. There's a lot going on here. A little cherry, raspberry... And blackberry, and I'm getting, it's a little on the earthy side, very dry wine, and it's kind of a medium-bodied wine here, but it's very dry, somewhat tannic, medium tannins. It's not overly tannic. It's not like super tannic for some people that don't like a lot of tannins in their wine. For some that do like a lot of tannins in their wine, it's kind of medium, but it's not bad. It's kind of a tasty wine. Let's see. Yeah, there are a lot of flavors going on here in this mix. I would say that it's. I wouldn't say it's complex, but there are a lot of things in the mix here. And I'm getting the raspberry, I'm getting some blackberry and some plum, and yes, it is earthy. But I'm getting a little bit of cherry as well. There is some cherry in this wine. It's kind of a mix of cherry and raspberry. It's kind of a mixed berry wine, you could say, a really mixed berry wine. And it's actually quite tasty. I like it. A little juicy, but it's once again, medium tannins. It's very, very dry, and I love a good dry wine, but it's not real heavy, and it does have a little bit of a lingering finish. Now, the finish is more of, let me try this again. Yeah, it's a smooth finish, but it's rather lingering. And I'm getting little leather in there, getting a little leather in there at the end, and a hint of plum. So that's kind of tasty. I'm going to have some more of this wine, as a matter of fact. Let's have a little bit more of this. I'm going to try to keep not overdo this tonight because I don't want to overdo it. This may be a short show anyway, so what can I say? All right, and Barnstar's in the chat. Proper Barnstar's in the chat. Barnstar says, Ricky, hi, got here just in time for the first sip. Well, hi, back at you. Thank you for being here, Barnstar. It's great to see you. I should say, Barnstar, it's good to see you, because I tell you what, it's been a long dry spell. I don't know if you missed it, if I mentioned a few minutes ago before I opened the wine, took the first sip. It has been about 6 weeks since I have had any wine. This is the first wine. You're looking at the first sip. This is the first wine that I've had since we left PodFest on the 28th of May. And that was the night that we did the live show at PodFest in Orlando, Florida. When we did that live show. And that was the last time I had any wine. And this is the first time since then. I'm glad to have my taste buds back. I think they're pretty much 100% now. And I'm glad to be up and about. I'm pretty much feeling 100%. I'm a little tired. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. Not related to any of this. But it's great to be back. I've got my energy back. It's just it's good to be back. It's really good to be back. And Barnstar says, thanks, Rick. I'm always excited to tune into your streams, and we're always excited to have you here. Barnstar says, oh, even better, first legit wine stream sip since. Yes, it is, and you are here to see it. Yes. Barnstar says, oh, he's talking to CM Cinder, asking how she's doing. You know what? Barnstar, how are you doing, by the way? How have you been? I want to know how you're doing these days, what you're up to, and what you're drinking, if you're drinking anything. It's okay if you're not. It's fine. It's whatever you are in the mood for. It's all good. It really is. It's all good. Let's see. Let me check the other chats here for just a moment. And I don't see anything particular. Well, you know what? There's something going on here on Twitter. What is it? Probably not related to me. the wine wankers, they just posted on Twitter. They posted a thing saying, someone please call 9-Wine-Wine. Very clever. 9-Wine-Wine. That's saying there. The wine wankers. Yes, you can follow them. They're on Twitter. Twitter. Let's see what's going on over here. It looks like it's quiet everywhere else. Let's get back to the show, because what a show it is going to be here. What a show? I don't know. Let me show you what my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared to pair with the wine tonight. This is what she has. It's on camera 3. Camera 3 is up. And actually, camera 3 is set up just a little bit differently than it was before. I'll tell you about that in a little bit if somebody reminds me. We have a couple of cheeses. We're going easy tonight. We're going easy on the foods. So she has prepared a couple of cheeses. She has a cheddar, and she has a, what is that? That's a Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, one of our favorites. And then she has prepared some fruits here. We have a couple of different three different types of grapes and a strawberry. How about that? That's pretty cool. Now I'm going to reach across just for a moment because I do not have a fork or anything to stick into the. Let's try this again. Here we go. I've got one of these little cool forks, you know. Hors d'oeuvre forks or party forks, whatever you call them. I'm going to go back to camera 3. Let's try the cheddar cheese. Try the cheddar cheese on camera 2. And let's go to try with the wine. See how it pairs up the wine. And it's a nice cheese, by the way. I'm not sure, but I think that's the Cracker Barrel. Kind of a medium cheddar. Mm. Goes quite well with the cheese, I'll say that. Mm. Goes quite well with the cheese, definitely. Goes quite well on its own. I'll have to say that it does. I think it's just because it's been so long, 6 weeks since I've had a wine, and it's just exciting to be tasting a wine again. And after COVID, it's exciting to be tasting anything again. I'll say that. And Barnstar says, I've been just working on the ranch, a lot of weeding, tending to the goats and chickens, and prepping the alfalfa hay feed for a harvest. Wow. So you grow alfalfa. That's really cool. That is really cool. Now, Barnstar, you're doing something that I kind of always wanted to do. I want to have my own piece of farmland and not go, I mean, I'm not a farmer per se where I would, you know, grow a lot, but I've always wanted to have a few chickens and to have goats, maybe a cow or something like that. We live in a middle of a subdivision and, you know, and an HOA, deed restricted community, they call it. And we can't have any of that stuff. What I would like to do also is I'd like to grow some vines of my own, some grapevines. And maybe one day I can. When I get to that point, I can maybe do that. Barnstar says, needing vacation, though. Haven't been away for more than 3 days since early 2020. Thinking of a backpacking trip. That could be very cool. Do you like to go backpacking, Barnstar? I think that's really cool. I've done that. I've done a bit of that before. It's been years since I've gone on a backpacking trip. I used to go a few times. I've been on multi-day hiking trips and things like that and camping trips. It's a lot of fun. And Barnstar says it's I see. He's talking to CM Sander here. But Barnstar, do you do a lot of backpacking? Are you doing that a lot? Because if you are, maybe we can have a little discussion about, do you use radios? You use two-way radios or walkie-talkies, you know, like these, that sort of thing. Can I show this? Yes, I can. This one just came out. We use them on backpacking trips and camping trips and things like that. They come in really handy. I don't know if you use them or not. Barnstar says, oh, I'd love it if you started your own vineyard, Rick. I'd like it too. It'd be kind of cool. And I just found a wine press at, where is it called? Northern Brewery or whatever it is that they sell equipment for making your own beer and wine stuff. And I saw a wine press there and it seemed pretty reasonable a price. And I was thinking, man, I would love to have a wine press. But before I do that, I need to have something to press in it to it, you know, some grapes or something. But that would be kind of cool. Barnstar says, yep, I used to go camping with my family when I was a kid and I have done small backpacking trips. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. I can tell you that the last backpacking trip I went to, which was years and years ago, my friend who was with me, he and I went together and we spent the weekend backpacking across Ocala National Forest and in Florida. And he didn't think I was having fun at all, but I was having a great time. I was having the time of my life. Yeah, it rained the whole time and we were trudging through the swamp and the, you know, about foot deep water and, you know, looking for leeches and water moccasins and things like that the whole time. It was a lot of fun. But it was. I had a great time. It was a real adventure. I don't know if I could do it now at my age, but it was, at the time, it was really fun. Barnstar says, was planning on doing the Appalachian Trail before the pandemic, but had to put that on hold. Never done the Appalachian Trail, but that could be a lot of fun. I would kind of like to do that sometime. Barnstar says, can't get away for something like that now, but maybe a week or 10 days in the Rocky Mountains would be nice. The Rocky Mountains are, you know, a good time to go is probably in the early fall, wouldn't you say? The early autumn. I'm going to clear the palate a little bit. And then I'm going to try this other cheese. This is the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And if it'll come up, there we go. And we will give this a try with the wine. I'm going to pour a little bit more of this. There we go. Let's see how it pairs. Good to have the Gouda back. It really is. Good to be able to taste it again. It really is. Ooh, nice. And creamy, too. The double cream Gouda mixed with this Chianti. Nice and creamy. And once again, the tannins in this wine are kind of medium. They're not real. It's not overly tannic. But they're there. And I think it works really nicely with the cheeses. Now, Chiantis in general go pretty well with cheeses and pastas. Some meat sauces. It'll go good with a lot of those things. So Chianti is a great choice for a lot of different Italian dishes. Ricotta cheeses, things like that. You can have it with a regular, and that's a really soft cheese. And this is a wine that goes well with hard and soft cheeses, like Parmesan and Romano cheeses, things like that. You can work a Chianti into a lot of different foods. Now, I wouldn't say that it is as versatile with foods as a Pinot Noir, per se, but it does go well with a lot of different foods. Pastas in particular, a good lasagna. This would pair well with a good lasagna, manicotti. You know, it would go good with ravioli. I think it would be a really good pairing with that. Barstar says, okay, gotcha. Thought you and Tom were away, but haven't tuned into the streams a lot lately. So guess my Rick info is pretty outdated. Oh, did I miss something there? Oh, okay. He's replying to CM Sender. Okay. Let me check the chats here everywhere else and see Twitch is where it's at right now. It seems that Twitch is always where it's at these days, isn't it? I should be doing more with Twitch. Now, I did have a conversation with someone recently about Twitch. And this goes back to why in the... and I know I'm looking at the wrong camera. I'm sorry. Switch back over here. It goes back to why I did not accept the agreement, the affiliate agreement for Twitch. And that has to do with the fact that Twitch requires, as part of the affiliate agreement, to stream only on Twitch during the first 24 hours. It has to be exclusively on Twitch. And then after that, you can stream wherever you want, which doesn't work for this stream because I multi-stream all at once and I can't have a one-day delay. Otherwise, it's not a Saturday Night Wine stream anywhere else, just on Twitch. And one-third of my audience... Okay, now granted, a third of my audience is on Twitch. Two-thirds of my audience is on the other platforms. So... And whether or not they're in the chats is really irrelevant at that point because they're watching sometimes now, sometimes later, but they get in and they watch Facebook. A lot of my audience is on Facebook. A lot of my audience is on YouTube, and people even watch on Twitter. And although they don't really tweet me there, we get views on Twitter. And if you want Odyssey as well. From time to time. So I'm losing, you know, if I go exclusively with Twitch for something like that, which would open the door for me to be able to accept, you know, subs and things like that, that would be revenue generating for the show, since it doesn't really generate any revenue at all, unless you're going to buy me a coffee. And we had a few people buy me a coffee or two or three or whatever, and it's great. And it's very much appreciated. And that goes right back into buying the prizes that we give away on the show, by the way. But even though I don't use sponsorships on the show right now or anything like that, you know, it sounds attractive, but I am not going to give up or do that to two-thirds of my audience. I'm not going to ditch two-thirds of my audience just for an opportunity to accept subs and to make a little revenue off of Twitch. So That's why I haven't done that. And that, to answer the questions from a couple people who have asked before, Rhonda likes the video. That's a Sora video. Rhonda, it's great. I appreciate that. Thank you for the like. And we do have people liking and watching. And Rhonda, if you're watching, jump in, say hi, and tell me how are you doing. I really would appreciate. It's great that you're checking in, by the way. Thank you. And what else we've got going on here? And Bartstar, I would like to know more about your trips, your backpacking trips, even when you were a kid. I mean, once again, my last backpacking trip was some time ago. You know, I'm going to try this with a grape. Why don't I try this with a grape since we have camera threes on? I have three different types of grapes to choose from. I'm going to try, let's try this one. I don't know. I think these are all seedless. Now, of course, the wine should go fine with grapes, right? They should. Mmm. This is a sweet grape, by the way. And if my lovely wife, Chi, is watching, she did mention, because she was snacking on these grapes while she was prepping the dish for me, she did comment on how sweet the grapes were. They are very sweet. Mm. And yes, they go nice on the candy. Mm. That grape kind of put a little extra burst of flavor into the wine. Not surprisingly, but I was almost expected, but it's pretty cool. Pretty nice. Barnstar says, I love Moab because it is the gateway to a bunch. I missed this part. I'm sorry. Let me go back up here. Barnstar says, well, I went on a solo backpacking trip last in 2017 in Moab, Utah. I love Moab because it is the gateway to a bunch of Southwest national parks like Arches and Canyonlands. So I trekked into the Canyonlands backcountry. That sounds like that was a lot of fun. Now, what time of the year did you go? Was it really hot then? Because Utah, I guess they can get pretty hot during the summer, right? I've been to Utah. I didn't backpack there, but I have been to Utah. And we went, let's see, when did we go? We went early, we went in March. It was back in 1990. And it was pretty, the climate was pretty moderate then. I didn't spend a lot of time in Utah, but climate was pretty moderate. It was Utah, and I went, there were four other states that were right around there that we went to. And we did a cross-country trip out west and went through a number of states. Very, very interesting experience. I really enjoyed it. I've got film. I have film from my trip. And one of these days, I'm going to get it all transferred along with the other 10,000 feet of film that still has to be transferred yet. And maybe I'll show some of that in the future. We did a little hike down the Grand Canyon while we were out there, too. And we didn't bring anything with us, really. We just started hiking down, and we got down and then realized we should have brought something with us, like water. So we had to hike back up. Unfortunately, we didn't need to be carried up or airlifted or anything like that due to dehydration. But we're going down. Yeah, it was not very smart for us to do that. We figured we just got to hike down partway down and then come back up and turn around. Didn't realize how tough it is going back up. After you start going down, it's a really easy walk down, and then you don't really realize how far you're going down, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're down just about down the bottom of the canyon, and better turn around and go back up. And that wasn't so easy going back up. We were all pretty dehydrated when we got back. It was, and they have signs posted along the way warning you about stuff like that. So, or at least they did when we went up there or down there. Barnstar says it was in late May into early June, so it wasn't too hot. The Colorado River was so full from all the runoff and snow melt. I'll bet. It was a lot of fun, and even wild camped in a bunch of places. Very cool. In some gorgeous red rock canyons with no one else around. See, there's a lot of adventure out there to be had if you go to look for it. It really is. Barnes says, oh, yeah, it can be super tiring on really hot days. They say you should drink at least a gallon of water every day. Yeah. And they warned us about carrying, you had to make sure you carry a lot of water with you. And we really didn't when we were going down there. So we learned a hard way. Fortunately, though, nobody died on that trip. We made a few mistakes on the way through our trip. I've got stories about that. I could regale you with that another time. But as for now, let's see what we got going here. National days. You know, we have some national days. We did pair it with the food. So far, this wine has paired really well with the food. I like this wine, and I can see why it gets some pretty good reviews. This is nice. This is a nice Chianti. I really like it. Let's check Facebook again, and let's check any of the comments. Any other comments on Facebook? I just want to make sure I'm not missing anybody here. I have done that, made that mistake a few times. All right. Were we? Oh, yes, national days. Okay, so we've got some national days for today. Not too many, actually. July 9th, 2022. Did you know it's national? Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot to do something, didn't I? That's the wave. We need the wave going, don't we? We're going to toast. I've got water, wine in the glass. Here we go. July 9th, National Dimples Day. I did not do any checking to find out what that was about, but it is National Dimples Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? Because Marlo posted something. Marlo Anderson, who's the CEO of NationalDayCounter.com, he posted something earlier, I think this morning, about National Dimples Day. And I didn't, to be honest, I didn't really read it, but I should have. Sorry, Marlo. July 9th is also National Sugar Cookie Day. I love sugar cookies. Who doesn't love sugar cookies? I'm not supposed to be eating them, but I love them. And hey, here's to National Sugar Cookie Day. I will drink to that. You know what sugar cookies go great with? Wine. Seriously. Desserts go great with wine. Cookie. Have a cookie with wine. A little sugar cookie rush. Let's see. July 10th. July 10th, which is tomorrow in 1 hour. No, excuse me. That July 10th is tomorrow, but it will be today in 1 hour. July 10th is Chronic Disease Day. That's awareness of chronic diseases and quite a few of them. You may know, that was one reason why we took off for a few weeks is because I have a chronic condition known as diverticulosis, and I was I had a little bit of a flare up because of COVID. When I had COVID, it triggered a little bit of that, so I had to take a few weeks off to kind of get over that, and I got over it pretty quickly, but it was still a little scary at first because I've had diverticulitis before, which is the flare up from having diverticulosis, and it's rough. It's really rough. So I was able to kind of head that off and do some recovery by just kind of pacing myself and what I was eating and how I was eating it. So that helped a lot. So I'm good now, stable, but knock on wood. There we go. Chronic Disease Day. It's also National Clarihue Day. Now, do you know what Clarihue is? And I'm going to read this one. National Clarihue. Clarihue is, let me see if I can find the information on it here. I pulled it up from NationalDayCounter.com. Okay, I'm reading this on NationalDayCounter.com. I'm going to read this directly. This is by Edmund Clarihue Bentley. And it says, Sir Christopher Wren said, I am going to dine with some men. If anyone calls, say I am designing St. Paul's. That was by Edmund Clarihue Bentley, the man who created the Clarihue. Now, a Clarihue is a type of poem. It's a poem style. And it was created by Edmund Cleary Hugh Bentley. He's the man who kind of created or invented this style of poetry. And it's a four-line biographical poem. And it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be a bit whimsical and funny. Let's see. An English novelist, I'm reading this from nationaldaycalendar.com. An English novelist and humorist, Edmund Cleary Hugh Bentley, July 10th, 1875 to March 30th, 1956, created the first ever Clerihue at the age of 16. And this was his first Clerihue. Sir Humphrey Davy abominated gravy. He lived in the odium of having discovered sodium. As with most poetry, the Clerihue is defined by a set of rules. These are the four rules. Well, these are the rules of creating a Clerihue. This is kind of like a limerick, you know, but it's a little different. It's a little different structure. It has to have four lines, and it has to contain rhyming couplets of AA/BB. It has to include a person's name in the first line. The first line has to have the person's name that you're writing the Clerihue about. And then you have to say something about that person. And they recommend that it be humorous. They're supposed to be humorous. It's meant to be a funny poem, in jest. The genre of poetry wasn't limited to Bentley. Other poets wrote and published in this form as well and still do. And there are a number of poets here listed that have created Clerihues. And it says here on nationaldaycalendar.com, I'm reading this again, like limericks, poets poke fun at people real and imagined. As with any humor, the Clerihue draws a chuckle from the reader as well as the subject of the poem. If you can't laugh at yourself and you're the subject of a Clerihue, it's probably better not to read it. If you're writing a Clerihue about someone who can't take a joke, maybe don't write the Clerihue or write it about not being able to take a joke. Here's another Clerihue, and I'm not sure who wrote this. Nelly Belly Ha Ha danced to Lady Gaga, fell on her bum, cried in her rum. And that's what a Clerihue day. And it's July 10th, National Clerihue Day. I love wordplay. I love poems and poems. I've dabbled in a little poetry myself and limericks and things like that. So here is to National Clerihue Day. I will drink to that. Barnstar says, sounds like you had some good trekking adventures, Rick. Thanks for sharing. Well, thank you for sharing with me. This sounds like a pretty good adventure you had trying to scroll up here, catch all the, here we go. All right. Going to Moab and all that. It sounds like that was a pretty good adventure. And I don't know if I'm catching all of it. I think I'm caught up there. There we go. Where were we? Oh, yes, National Days. Let's finish off the National Days real quick. Here are three Clerihues. And this is some that I've, that I just picked up off the internet. This one is by J.M. Singh. George Gordon, Lord Byron, had a stomach of iron. He composed while quaffing wine. A claret glass saw through the line. I'm not going to read the other two for now. I think it's... Anyway. Oh, here's one by Timothy Brownlow. Okay, I'll read this one. This is Edmund C. Bentley, although he took life gently, gave his middle name to verse. It's like a limerick, but worse. That's by Timothy Brownlow. There you go. National Clerihue Day. July 10th is also National Kitten Day. National Kitten Day. You like kittens? Some people love cats, some people don't. My wife is not a fan of cats per se. She likes dogs. She's not much of a cat. I like cats, and I like both cats and dogs, although I think I tend to be more of a dog person than a cat person. But I've had both. Growing up, we had dogs and cats. By the way, Barnstar, when I was growing up, we didn't really have a farm. We lived in a deed-restricted community in a subdivision, but it was still in a development, the whole area was still in development. This was back in Winter Park, Florida, back in the 70s, mid-70s. And because of that, we had a lot of county property out there. And my dad was really, really big on, that was kind of his side thing. He wanted to be a farmer on the side. He it wasn't like he was Oliver Wendell Douglas or anything like that. He was actually quite a good gardener. Oliver Wendell Douglas being the main character of Green Acres, the TV show Green Acres. One of my favorite shows, by the way. But my dad was an organic gardener. He was very good at it. Grew a lot of vegetables and things like that. But he also wanted to have a bit of a farm. So he built a chicken coop, and we had chickens. We had goats. He put goats on the property. We went out and bought a pair of goats, and they had a kid. And we had quite a menagerie there. And this was in the subdivision. Now, the way that we kind of worked around that, the neighbors didn't really give us any trouble because we had a little bit of space in between the neighbors at that time. But our next door neighbor, he had a garden too. He's also an organic gardener. So he and my dad got along pretty much, as I recall. And my dad kept him and the other neighbors happy by giving them free eggs. So they didn't complain. But they could have. Now, one of the things that he did, he got away with having this garden and having all this stuff going on in our yard because what he did was he had the garden part and the chicken coop were on the other side of the fence, not on our side of the fence. We had a big fence there, a chain link fence. And he kept all that stuff on the, including the compost heap, because it was compost heap that he used for his gardening. He kept all of that on the other side of the fence. So technically, it was not on our property. It was on county property. So if the county came and said, hey, or let's say, for instance, if the HOA came and said, hey, you can't have chickens and you can't have a garden, you can't have this compost heap on the property, he would say, it's not on my property. It's on county property. And then, of course, the county, because it was undeveloped at the time, none of that land was developed. And nobody really owned the land. I mean, the county kind of fell under county jurisdiction, but the county didn't really care. So he got off scot-free on that. So he got away with it. You can't do that kind of stuff today, but that was pretty smart of him to do that. He was kind of sneaky about it, but he got away with it. Barnstar says, and sorry, I didn't quite catch where you stand on your Twitch affiliate status. Are you still considering it, Rick? Not at this time, no, I can't. Now, if Twitch ever changes their stance on requiring exclusivity to stream on the first 24 hours, if they ever change their stance on that, then yeah, sure, I'll sign up in a heartbeat. But as of this time, they have shown no signs of changing their position. So I'm showing no signs of changing mine at this time. As a matter of fact, I did contact them several times about it, and I got a big runaround from customer service that really didn't really understand my question, or they didn't seem to. And then when I clarified, after I clarified the question a few times, they kind of still pretended they didn't understand the question. So I kind of gave up on that at some point because I figured that would never go any higher than the customer service people, and they didn't seem to understand or even care about the whole issue. So I just kind of left it alone. Barnstar says, oh, okay, so where was lots of open land where you grew up? That sounds great. Yes, there was. There was quite a bit of open land there. Do you and Chi have a veggie garden where you live? We have tried to grow some veggies where we live. First of all, it takes a lot of time and effort, as you well know. It takes a lot of time and effort to do that, and we just really haven't had the time to do it. But because we're both working full time, and we had younger kids. Now that we're a little bit older and we work from home more sometimes, I think we probably have a little more time to do it. But We tried our hand at gardening. We did a little bit of that in Florida. We lived in Florida, little bit, mostly not so much veggies, but flowers. And we had a butterfly garden and things like that. It was kind of cool. But here we tried to have a vegetable garden one year, and the animals got it all. We have a lot of animals in our backyard. We have a lot of wild animals, and we try to grow watermelons. We try to grow tomatoes. We try to grow a few things. And I think my mother-in-law, she was able to grow a few tomatoes back there. And she has gotten away with being able to grow a few spices like mint and things like that. But as far as vegetables are concerned, I think one time we tried to grow some watermelon, and I think the rabbits and whatever else was out there got it all. And none of it survived. They took it all. And we even tried to fence some of it up and keep them out, and that did not keep any of them out. They just got in anyway. So we hadn't really tried again since then. Marstar says, I'm glad you're standing your ground with the affiliate status. I can respect that. Appreciate that. Gardening does take an enormous amount of effort, lots of patience and vigilance. Pests, animals, weeds, it can get pretty stressed. It's stressful. I'm sorry. It can get pretty stressful. Yeah, I agree with that. It can be. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work. Let me check the chats one more time. And Norbert's in the chat. My good friend Norbert. Norbert says, glad to see you're over COVID. Tag, I'm it. My wife and I both are getting over it. Oh, my, Norbert. I'm sorry to hear that. So you both have COVID? Yeah. Since I've been there and done that, it's just, wow, I feel for you. Well, I hope you get over that, Norbert. I hope both you and your wife get over that pretty quick. It's not fun. Here's a question for you. Have you lost your sense of taste? Because some people have and some people haven't. And for me, I lost my sense of taste. And that was one reason why I put the show on hiatus for a little while, is because even though my taste started coming back after COVID, it was still a few weeks before it was 100%. And I really couldn't give my all on the wine stream, reviewing the wines, when I really, my taste wasn't really all there. I don't know if you've lost your sense of taste. Some people do and some people don't. For me, it came back fairly quickly compared to some others. Some people told me that they've had it and they didn't lose their sense of taste at all. Some have said that they lost their sense of taste for a week or two and then it came back. And then I've talked to some other folks who have said that they were still struggling to regain their sense of taste, that it didn't come back for months. And that kind of worried me. It really did worry me. So fortunately, that did not happen in my case. Well, Norbert, I hope both you and your wife do recover quickly. It's not fun to have, that's for sure. Norbert, here's to you and the missus. Please get well soon. It's a toast to you. Let's see what else we got going on here in kind of quiet on YouTube tonight. And Twitch is active as all. Yeah, and I agree with you, Barnstar. Gardening does take a lot of work. What would we be doing here? Oh, National Days. We have one more National Days to toast. It's National Kitten Day, right? I was going to toast National Kitten Day. Let's toast National Kitten Day. Why not? See, I really got off on a tangent there because this is a stream of consciousness show. July 10th, in about 44 minutes, is also National Pina Colada Day. Yes, that's right, folks. It is National Pina Colada Day. I will drink to that. I like pina. Do you like pina coladas? I do not like getting caught in the rain. I just want to say that. Just for the record. But I do like pina coladas. We don't want any DCMA takedowns here, folks. You can't break into song. Can't do that. You wouldn't want me to anyway. Trust me. Here's the National Pina Colada Day. I will drink to that again. I like pina coladas. All right, I think with that, we will close out the national days for the week. And once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Tesoro della Regina. This is a Chianti Classico. This is a 2020, 13% alcohol by volume. And I'm really enjoying this wine. It is really good. It's gone very well with everything we tried it with here, the cheeses, the cheddar, and the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. No surprise there, because that's always a winner. It's gone well with one of the grapes that I tried, too. Make the grape and the wine even juicier. Really enjoyed that. So I'm liking this wine. I can recommend this. By the way, speaking of which, and this was a recommendation of my good friend Ed, I am making some progress. Let me see if I can pull this up. Can I pull this up for a minute? Okay, where is it? Where's my... Oh, here we go. No, that's not it. That's not what I want to show you. The block. Here we go. Oh, let's go to the front page. There we go. Let me pull this up for just a moment, and I'll switch over to it. And, okay, on the home page, Drink with Rick. Now, my friend Ed, my good friend Ed, let me see if I can move this down just a little bit. There we go, so you can see it all. My good friend Ed had a suggestion that I go back through my archives and all the episodes of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and I post the actual wines that I reviewed with the ratings from the show. And this is what I've been doing. And I started off, I've done about 29 of these so far, 28 or 29, but you go back to the very beginning, the very first episode, and so on up until the 29th episode. I've taken the notes. These are all the notes from the tasting notes that I did in those episodes, along with a rating here and the wine that we reviewed. Now, this is a big project. I'm only able to do a few every week. I tried doing a marathon of them the first, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, that's the live, that's the actual live episode there. So I tried doing a big marathon to try to knock out like 40 or so the first week. And I realized right away what a huge Herculean task that was. So I went, I kind of took a few days off, and then I just got into doing, well, I'm going to do one a day from that point on. So it's going to take a while for me to get them all up, because we're now to episode 164, so I still have 120 of these things to do. More than that, actually, 130 some odd to do. So, oh, that's even worse. But it's going to take a while, but I'm going to get those up. So you can go back and look and through the archives and see what wines have reviewed and what their ratings were. So if you're interested in trying any of those wines, then you can do that, and you can see whether I liked them or whether I didn't, or how much I liked them or didn't, that sort of thing. And it was a good idea. It was a great idea. And Ed, I thank you for it, by the way, if you're watching now or later. I don't know if you're in the chat now. He might be popping in the chat. Usually about this time, he starts to pop into the chat this time of the night. So let's see. Did I knock off audio? There we go. So that's the project I've been working on. So when I was out for the 3 or 4 weeks that we were out here for the wine stream, I was not idle. I've been busy. I've been working on the website itself, still bringing you quality content as much as I can, such as it is for the Saturday Night Wine Stream. So there you go. All right, so we got, oh, yeah, I was going to tell a few dad jokes before we sign off here, weren't we? Oh, yes. Let's do a few dad jokes. Everybody ready for some dad jokes? It's been a while. Tell some dad jokes. Okay, so this, I'm going to move this plate off of here. And this is what we're working off of. I'm going to go back to camera three for a minute. We're working on this. A daily dose of dad jokes. You've been warned. 365 truly terrible wisecracks. This is by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. And I'm going to read a few for this week. Let's grab this for a minute. Move the wine. And let me see. What's today? July 9th, right? Okay, we got July. This is July. And let's go to July 9th. Let's start with July 5th. Let's see, July 5th, 5th of July. A guy without any experience applied for a job at a restaurant. The manager asked skeptically, why would you be good at this job? The guy thought about it and said, well, I could bring a lot to the table. I didn't have any of my, there we go. Okay, let's see. July 6th. I'm worried about the math teacher holding graph paper. She's definitely plotting something. That earns a rim shot, too. July 7th. Where do you learn to make ice cream? I'll let you think about that one for a moment. Where do you learn to make ice cream? In Sunday school. Yes, in Sunday school. July 8th, which is today for another 42 minutes, 46 minutes, I don't know, I lost, yeah, something like that. July 8th, did you hear about the steps everyone couldn't stop looking at? It was a flight of stairs. Okay, stairs is an S-T-A-R-E-S, not S-T-A-R, S-T-A-I-R, yeah, whatever. July 9th. Wait a minute, it is July 9th, isn't it? Did I say it was July 8th? That was yesterday. July 9th, which is today for a few more minutes. What do you call a shoe made out of a banana? A slipper. July 10th. What did the fisherman say to the magician? Pick a cod, any cod. I just don't know. That was really bad. Really bad. July 11th, that's a long one. Okay, here we go. Here's one for you, Barnstar. You might appreciate this one. Okay. A dairy farmer made sure his cows were treated well. He let them roam on an enormous field where they grazed nonstop. He made sure that the cows were cool enough in the summer and warm enough in the winter. He even began singing to them at night. Once in a while, he would sneak out to the pasture and give his cows massages. The farmer's wife had had enough. One night, when the farmer crept back into the house, she confronted him. "You need to stop treating those cows so well," she said. "Why?" asked the farmer. "Well," his wife said, "if you keep pampering those cows, you're going to get spoiled milk." Okay, here's one for you. 12th July. How many apples grow on a tree? All of them. Yeah. I've got one more here. Here's the 13th, July 13th. What did the modest stoplight say to the car? "Don't look, I'm changing." Okay, we're doing that one. We've got to have a little bit of applause in it, right? All right, that's enough dad jokes for tonight. Send in your best dad jokes to me and at rick@savoyamedia.com, rick@savoyamedia.com. And if I read it, you could be eligible to win a copy of one of these dad joke books right here. There you go. Let me know. By the way, I've got something else that I think is of interest. I think that you'd really like. I did this. I offered this last month, and I'm going to do it again because I've got a bunch more of these things. I got more of these things to give away, more than I thought I did, more than I thought I would have. So I'm going to offer this deal to you. If and those of you who have received some in the past, you know what these are. These are the Drink with Rick coasters. Drink with Rick coasters. I give these out usually when people win stuff on the show, and they're very durable coasters. They're really, really great. Drink with Rick coasters. Now, here's what I'm going to do as a special deal. Now, let me see if I can pull up the here we go. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Just for the month of July, because I have a lot of these to give away, I can do this. For the month of July, I'm going to offer this. I will give out two free Drink with Rick coasters to anyone who sends me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Now, you got to be in the United States. That is one thing. I can't ship outside the U.S. right now. But if you're in the U.S., you can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And I'll tell you where to send it. Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, R-E-A. Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. I'll read that again for those listening to the podcast. It's a Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, R-E-A Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Now, here are the rules. Limit two per person. They have to be from the continental U.S. only. What you do is you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to me. You just mail out the envelope. And what I'll do is I will take your envelope, the self-addressed and stamped, and I will put two Drink with Rick coasters in the envelope, seal it back up, and mail it right back out to you. And you'll have two free coasters there. And that will be until July. It's got to be postmarked by July 31st. Okay, while supplies last. Now, if I get a run on these and I run out of them, that it ends when I run out of them. Once again, as long as I have them to give out, I will give them out for free. Once they're gone, they're gone. So if you want a pair, send in your envelopes, send your self-addressed stamped envelopes to me. The sooner the better. So that's what that is. Anyway, let's check the chats one more time, and I'll give you a final review on the wine tonight. Let's see. We got the chats. I'm glad you're here, Norbert. I hope you and your wife are going to recover quickly. Barnstar says, oh, wait a minute, I missed that. Oh, Barnstar says, whiskey gingers are about as fancy as I get. Okay, so you're not a huge fan of fancy drinks. Okay, well, whiskey gingers. Okay, that's whiskey. There's whiskey in there. That's good. Barnstar says, ha, 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 hey, that cow joke wasn't too rotten. You don't think so? Yeah, it was a long one. It was a really long one. It was a real long setup for the punchline. Barnstar says, if I ever bury a time capsule, one of your coasters is definitely going in there, Rick. I'd still have three extras to fawn over. Yeah, you have a few of these, don't you, Barnstar? You do. And a lot of people have these. People love them. And I get some great feedback from folks saying how much they really enjoy the coasters. They really like those. And for a while, I ran out of them, and when I went to PodFest, I had some more made up to PodFest and gave out a bunch of them at PodFest, and people really liked those. So, but I brought back, I saved some I had some set aside for you, everyone watching the show here, to give away after I got back from PodFest. But then I brought a few extra back from PodFest with me. I had a few left over, and I had them stashed. What I did was I had like two stashes. I had one stash for some of the events I was going to do there, and then I had another one stashed in a different backpack. And then I forgot that I had those in that second backpack. So when I opened it up and I thought, oh, wow, I brought it home and there were these. So I had a few more that I could add to this pile. So that's really cool. So I'm glad I've got those. Anyway, so here's the final review of the wine tonight. The final review is, this is the let me see if I got this thing. Here we go. The Tesoro della Regina. This is a Chianti Classico. This is a 2020 wine. And this is 13% alcohol by volume. And it is, I'm thinking this is a fabulous Chianti. I really enjoy this Chianti. Really, really good wine. This is, wow, what I'm tasting in here, I was tasting raspberry and some blackberry and a little hint of plum at the end. And it's a little, it's starting to taste a little smoky now. A little hint of leather going down as well. But really fine wine, medium tannin, medium body, easy drinking. This is an easy drinking wine. I think you could drink it by yourself, but I think this would pair really well with a lot of different foods, particularly Italian foods. No big surprise there. It went really well. Whoops, I got all this stuff turned on, aren't I? I still have the while it's up there, you guys might as well catch that. Let me go back here and turn this stuff off. There we go. All right. I forgot to turn stuff off here. I know. I've got these little glitches because I do not have a producer doing this for me tonight. I got a little spoiled at PodFest having Tommy being the producer on the other end, so I didn't have to think about all this kind of stuff. But now I'm producing all this stuff myself, and I'm having to coordinate everything all at once. Okay, what were we looking at here? Oh, yes, we were looking at the cheeses. It went really well with the cheddar. It went well with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and it's gone pretty well with the grapes. I only tried it with a really dark one. I didn't try it with these. I didn't try it with this. They are sweet grapes. Oh, yeah. Let me try it with a green grape as well. Also really good. Also sweet grape. I'm going down to the kitchen after the show. I've got some grapes to eat. Chewy. Nice. Very nice. It goes well with pretty much everything that I've tried it with tonight. I did try with a strawberry. You know, we have a strawberry here. There's a strawberry here. I'm pretty sure it's going to go with the strawberry. Let me try a little piece of the strawberry. Anything berry, I think this one will go with. Oh, nice. Has a little tartness to it. Very good. Speaking of strawberries, here is a quick little recipe that you might want to try if you like recipes for desserts that involve... This is a very simple recipe, very easy to make dessert that involves wine. And what you do is you cut up some strawberries, take some strawberries, slice them up, put them in a bowl, douse them with honey, pour honey all over them, and then take some wine. You can use just any red wine will work, like a Chianti would work fine for this. a Pinot Noir, a Cabernet would work, a Merlot, a Barbera would work. Barbera would be a nice choice for this, or a any nice dry red wine, pretty much, would work pretty fine with it. And you pour, I would say you'd pour the wine, it depends on how big the bowl is of strawberries, but you pour the wine in there and you mix it all up. Great dessert. My dad used to make this all the time. He would get a big bowl, fill it with strawberries, sliced strawberries. He would pour all of this honey into it, a lot of honey, and then pour the wine in there. I think he'd have like a cup or two of wine and mix it all up really good and then serve it as a dessert. And you can serve it on, you can make your own strawberry shortcake with this. And it goes well, like you get the shortcake for the strawberry shortcake and put them on it and then put the whipped cream on top. It's great. But it goes well even without that. You can just put it, you know, serve it up in little bowls and people can just eat the strawberries out of the bowl with the wine. It's a great little dessert. I remember having that as a kid, by the way, and watched him make it. So I knew his little recipe there. Very good. I don't know if he came up with it or it was just something that he had, but it really, really cool dessert. So that's a little trick. Maybe one of these days we'll make some here on the show. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see here. Barnstar says, the taste of the wine seems to have evolved in just the hour or so since you've opened it. It has. That's the magic of quality wines. Well, see, as it opens up, you get more flavors. You get more out of it. It still has a pretty lingering finish, and I was getting a little hint of plum at the very beginning, and I'm not so sure I'm getting that now. Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm getting that now, but I was getting a lot of other things and a little bit of leather there also. I wouldn't say this is complex, but there's a lot of berry going on here in this wine, and it's a lot to like about it, actually. So, yeah, it does change over time as you open the bottle, as it has a chance to open up and breathe, and as you get down into the bottle, it does change. And that's why I say that you can't really tell, if you got the trained palates of the sommeliers, I suppose you can. Really trained palates, they spend decades training. Not like you can train your dog, but... Look, I'm not making, I know, I'm making a light of it. But most of us are not sommeliers. We're just every people that just like to drink wine. And most of us don't have those sophisticated palates, but we know what we like and we don't like. And here's the thing that you just don't get a true sense of the wine by just a quick little taste test. Most of us don't. The 99% of us don't. With the untrained palates, you kind of have to really taste the wine and you have to get down into the bottle. And as you do that anyway, as the wine opens up and as it gets that, oxygen in there, the taste is going to change. It's going to change a little bit, sometimes a little bit, sometimes dramatically. But Barnstar, you're right. That's the magic of quality wine. And he says, ha, 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 your follow-up wine stream, Rick, after hours snacking in the kitchen. Yeah, I could do that. It's bad enough. I try to sneak down there when my wife is asleep, so she doesn't know I'm in there sneak. She says, you don't seem to be losing weight much, Rick. And I'm like, I wonder why. Barnstar says, hey, you'll get no argument from me. There are so many varieties of wine, and that's what makes it so diverse and enjoyable. And that's true. Absolutely. Here's to you, Barnstar, by the way. CM Center, are you still with us here? I think, anyway, so we're going to close it up now. That's of my final review of the wine. I think I give this two thumbs up. At least 4.5 stars. I don't know if I'd give it a perfect 5 stars, but wow, this is a good Chianti. Okay, once again, I'm going to reiterate this, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show. It's been 6 weeks since I've had any wine. So it is quite possible that, in fact, it's quite probable that a lot of my review of this wine, the fact that I like it so much, may be skewed somewhat because of the fact that I haven't had any wine that long, and I'm just enjoying the experience of having wine again. You know, because I am so excited about being able to drink wine again after this dry spell, this long dry spell, that maybe I'm looking past any of the flaws or the shortcomings of the wine. I don't know. It could be. It could be quite possible. But I don't think so. I think I'm just enjoying this wine just on the merits of the fact that it's actually a pretty good wine. And from judging from some of the reviews I've seen online, I'm probably not alone. The people do seem to like this wine a lot, and it was recommended to me, and I can see why. I like the wine. So there you go. There's my final review on this wine. And it's I think I paid $11.99. We're going to say I paid $11.99 for it because I don't remember where the original receipt is. But that seems to be about the going price for this wine. The average price is between $10.99 and $12 a bottle from what I've seen online. So there you go. Seems pretty reasonable to me. I think this is definitely worth the price of this bottle of wine. That's my final review. All right, so, you know what? There is one more thing I want to share with you before we close. Do you remember a couple months ago that we had someone in the stream on Twitch? I think it was Twitch. We had a viewer on the stream suggesting this. They asked me if I had ever tried a Greek wine. And I said, no, I have not. I have not tried a Greek wine, but I would like to. It piqued my interest quite a bit. And I said, you know, I really would like to try a Greek wine. And they say they're pretty good. So I went on a quest. I went on a quest to find a Greek wine. And I hunted around, and the local supermarkets didn't have them. And some of the other places I went to did not have any Greek wines. However, I did go to Total Wine a couple weeks ago, and I asked point blank, I said, do you have any Greek wines? And the first person, the first clerk I talked to said, well, we don't have a section for Greek wines here. We just don't carry, we don't have a section for them. So I can't direct you there. But he said, this lady over here in the other aisle, she might know where you might be able to find one. So we walked in and asked the other clerk there in that aisle. Says, well, do you know where I can find some Greek wines? And she says, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. We have a whole section of them right here. She pointed down to the lower corner, the bottom shelf, way at the end, one little shelf, and there were, I think there were like six bottles of, or six wines total, six Greek wines, period, six or seven of them in that shelf. You'd miss it. I mean, you'd walk right by, you'd never see these things. And I thought, well, this is great, a treasure trove of Greek wine. So I brought back not one, but two different Greek wines. One's over here in this corner, and one is over here in this corner. And next week, barring anything else, we're going to open up and try one of these wines. I don't know which one we're going to pick yet, but we're going to pick one of these wines, and I am going to taste for the very first time in my life that I know of, we're going to taste a Greek wine. This should be very interesting. Looking forward to that very much. There's one other thing, too. I want to thank my good friend Mike Smith from the Mike Tech Show. And he's a fellow podcaster and streamer. He's on Twitch as well. The Mike Tech Show. He's an IT guy. And I was watching his show. I try to catch a show whenever I can. Sometimes he does a show a little bit earlier than I can get to watch it. But because I'm still working during that time. But I happened to catch him this past Thursday night, and actually I missed most of the regular show, but I caught him on the after show. And I was watching him on the after show, got in the chat with him, and he had opened up a Francis Coppola wine. And I've had a Coppola wine before, a while back, I'm pretty sure. It's been a long time. I think I've had one, if I remember. Well, maybe I have. Maybe it was, I think I've had one. Not sure, but I think I have. But he was trying one called a Claret. This was a Francis Coppola. This was a diamond, what is it, diamond edition? It's called a diamond collection. Francis Coppola Diamond Collection Claret. And I had never had that. And he recommended it. He thought it was pretty good. And I said, well, okay, you know what? I tell you what, I'll see if I can find one, and then I will review it on the show. They have those, I think, around town here. I think they have one at the Total Wine. I'm going to go pick one up. And so that's another wine I'm going to try. These are both recommendations from friends and from viewers. So I do take recommendations. I do take requests. So if you have a request, if there's a particular wine that you like, or if you're a vintner and you want to send me a wine to review, and I will give it a fair and an honest review, you can send it to me at the same address that I showed at the beginning of the show. Or you can email me also for the address. Email me at rick@savoymedia.com, rick@savoymedia.com, and I will be happy to receive it and give it a fair and an honest review. So that does it for the show tonight. Wow, what a show it's been. I want to thank everyone for joining me here tonight. I want to thank my good friend Norbert for being here tonight in the chat on Facebook. And Norbert, I hope you and your wife recover very quickly, and I hope you're doing very well. I've got to change that to COVID's just terrible. It's just a horrible thing. And Barnstar says, you quested for a Greek wine and found some. Yes, I did. It took me a while. Barnstar also says, Seam Center says, I'm still here. I'm glad you are. Barnstar says, thank you, Rick, and I'll toast you right back at you. Thank you, Barnstar. You and a new golden age of your streams after this dark period. Was it that bad? Was the dry spell that bad? It was for me. I'll tell you that much. It was for me. Barnstar says, was a pleasure hanging out with you during your triumphant return to wines, Rick. Well, it was a pleasure and an honor having you here, Barnstar. And it was an honor having all of you here. Thank you once again, Norbert, for being here tonight. And Barnstar, thank you for being here. And CM Cinder, thank you also for being here. And everyone else who was watching but was not necessarily in the chats, because I see folks watching but just not in the chats, thank you for watching. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. At this time, the end of the show, there is one more person. There's one more celebrity I'd like to bring out, if he's available. And I think he is somewhere down there waiting in the wings and the dredge. Where is it? Well, I'm looking for something here. What am I looking for? Oh, yes. I've got to bring out my good friend and mascot, Roadkill Bill. Yes, Roadkill Bill. It's that time of the show for Roadkill Bill. Yes. Roadkill Bill, who is Roadkill Bill, with a message for everyone. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your office, your hotel room. Well, not the office if you're working. That's not good either. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever you are. Do not drink and drive, please. Stay put. Just call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's probably the best thing to do. Please do not drink and drive. It's think of others as well as yourself. Do not text and drive either, because that's very dangerous. And actually, my son Tommy and I, traveling back and forth to our office in Rock Hill, had watched, observed other people on the highway texting and driving, looking at, I guess, Tommy said they were looking, one was looking at Facebook and scrolling Facebook on their phone and driving and things like that. Extremely dangerous stuff. Please don't do that. It's very dangerous. But I know I'm talking to the choir here, because I know that you watching me now are, you don't do that. This is just a public service, a general public service I do. Thank you, Bill. Until next week, to the floor with you. Look, because I care about each and every one of you. Please have a great week. But most of all, please have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.